Welcome back to Butterfly Podcast, here with your host, Dr. Phyllis Pelzer, serving you intentional encouragement, inspired with you in mind and myself as well. So I just want to say thank you so much for hanging in there with me on Butterfly Podcast. And to every listener, I pray and trust that you are continuing to be uplifted and encouraged intentionally by the messages of hope that God is blessing, and also the interviews that have gone forth and that interviews that will soon come to you as well. As a matter of fact, I probably will be calling some of you, calling you out so you can come and to share on Butterfly Podcast and, you know, just to say how the podcast has been blessing you, and also ask you to give an encouraging word to our listeners as well. So before we go forth, I just want to say a brief word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We praise you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, for all that you have done for us and for all that you are yet going to do. Thank you for this awesome opportunity, God, to serve on Butterfly Podcast. And I pray, God, that today's intentional encouragement will be a blessing to all of us so we can go forth and be all that you have purposed and planned for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And as I often mention, I like to say that if the Butterfly Podcast is serving you well and it's blessing you, please be sure to share it. Remember, sharing is caring. So this is the thought that just came to me. Actually, it was a question that was posed, and the question is, are you ready? That's right. Are you ready? So, in other words, the Bible says that faith without works is dead, right? So what that means is that we have to be actively engaging, preparing ourselves for the blessing, for those things that God has planned for our life. So in asking you the question as to are you ready, it seems like God wants us to be encouraged to diligently to do the works. That's right, because that's how you show God that you have faith, that you believe that he is going to bless you. So those gifts and those talents and those skills that he has given to you, it's important for you to polish them up, to do the work. Have you engaged? Have you enrolled? Is it an online course? Do you need to be sitting inside of a classroom somewhere? Is it a book that you need to purchase? Is it a Zoom? Is it a community that you need to join and to get involved with, so that this way you are doing the works along with your faith as you are being prepared for those positions and those blessings that God has for you in life. So that's why the question was posed today, like, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you actually, do you have, in other words, your faith in action? And then your faith in action is by works. Are you showing up? Are you pressing past, you know, because we all have those days and those moments, and it seems like because things aren't going according to our agenda and how we think they should line up, then we become stagnant, we pause, or either we just totally just throw up our hands and just walk away from it altogether. But you know what? Just like as in life, you're going to have challenges, and a lot of times just pressing through, perseverance is also a test, because it's easy for us to press on when the sun is shining, when everything is going well, when it seemed like every dot and is being dotted, and every line is being lined up across. Well, you know how's it go? Oh, you know what I mean. Where you're putting, they say you're dotting every I and crossing every T. Yeah. So in other words, it's easy, like when things are going smooth, where like they're smooth sailing, you know, but are you ready? Are you ready means that even like during these times, are you still on your grind? Are you still showing up in your family? Are you still showing up in your community? Are you still showing up to your purpose? Are you still showing up to that dream, to those goals? Are you still showing up? you know, where you need to be in life in spite of what is going on. So are you ready means that you do have to get ready even for success. So that's what it means when it says that faith without works is dead. And our works is when we continue to show up and to be present in life, even when things aren't going exactly the way that we panned them out to. But the blessing of it is this. Now, this is the blessing and this is the kicker. You know what? And that is that you're already blessed. You already won. You already have a victorious end. There is a victorious outcome for you, you know? So it's just like getting through this dark tunnel. I remember I had a dream some years ago and I had to pass through this dark tunnel. I didn't want to, but I had to go through this dark tunnel. But when I came out the black tunnel, I shot up into the skylight, you know, up into the sky. So it's the same way with you, you know? Are you ready? You're going to have to walk through whatever it is that you have to walk through, but the kicker is, here's the kicker, is that you're coming out victorious. As long as you keep your faith and your trust in God, you are coming out victorious. You are not coming out an L. No, not a loser, but you're coming out a winner. You are coming out victorious. So are you ready? So that means, in other words, do you have a ready mindset? Because it's important for you to sustain a ready mindset. And remember that faith without works is dead. So you have to do the work. And while you're doing the work, God is going to bless you. So be encouraged and be inspired to be ready, because your blessings and your victorious end, it's coming. God bless.